Hi, I'm Charles Blackwood, Sheriff of Orange County, and I'm running for re-election as Sheriff. When I first ran, I had been with the agency for 32 years. My passion I had for the job inspired me to run for that office. After 11 years as Sheriff, the same passion motivates me to this very day. The top three priorities that we're looking at in this particular cycle are building a sustainable workforce that's capable of meeting the increasingly complex demands of the job. Number two would be investing in training, wellness, and support of our personnel. Number three would be using technology and modern practice to improve our efficiency and effectiveness. Our office, like offices across the state, we face ongoing challenges of recruiting, training, and retaining qualified deputies and detention officers. Public safety depends on having a well-prepared, supported group of professionals who can adapt to change while maintaining those high standards. It's not always about money. It's about the way you treat your employees. I have learned over the years that your employees will treat the public the way you treat your employees. Our personnel is the most important thing we have. And investing in the training, technology, embracing that new technology that's out there, giving them the training they need to deal with crisis intervention, de-escalation, cultural competency, it shows that we have invested in employee longevity, and that is closely tied to the feeling that they're being supported by something other than just the money. Looking back at COVID, we can certainly see where many technologies were available that just weren't ever invited into the workforce. By embracing that technology rather than resisting it, it is positioned to serve our public better. Experience and institutional knowledge, I believe, are really critical. I've been in this community my entire life. I grew up here. I've seen the changes that have come to this community. I'm not coming in from another county trying to find my way around. I know my way around. I understand the complexities of the political drama that can sometimes go on in this community. I know the history behind it. I know the history behind Town and Gown. I know the history of Hillsboro. I know the history of Cedar Grove. All those communities that I've worked in for the last 45 years have positioned me to be uniquely qualified to continue serving as a sheriff. I use the experience I gained over the 32 years that I worked in this office before I was elected as sheriff to give me the ability to go in right day one and change the culture of that organization, to bring it to a place where modernizing our infrastructure and equipment, we made the office a place where deputies, detention officers, and administrative staff enjoyed working. They got to come to work. They didn't have to come to work. I've built partnerships across the county, the state, and yes, even the nation that have positioned us as an elite, respected agency others look to for advice and guidance. And again, I just feel that I am uniquely qualified to serve and to continue to serve as your sheriff. And I would just ask you, simply dare to compare. There are a lot of mixed feelings about the way our federal partners are conducting themselves. Every day, I try to focus on my responsibilities and the commitment I made to the people of Orange County and the Office of Sheriff. Agents that operate outside their scope of responsibility often end up in a bad place. That's not a place I want to take ours. It is not my job to solve the federal government problems. It is my job to understand my role, to understand and respect their role. And my pledge, again, is to be accountable and responsive to those that I serve here in this county. As far as what I'm proud of over my tenure, I say this quite often, I have 45 years of experience, which means I have 1 year of experience 45 times. You have to be ready to change and accept new ways of doing things. I'm very proud of the working relationship that our team has developed with our neighboring law enforcement partners and emergency services personnel. We have seen over the last couple of weeks with the snowstorm, the way we work so good together with one another. That makes a difference in the overall outcome of the product. I'm proud of the fact that our violent crime rate has actually dropped 3% under our leadership. 3% drop doesn't sound like a lot, but when it's climbing everywhere else, it is a big thing. I'm proud of the way that we have worked with the Department of Social Services. I'm especially proud of the way we worked with the Department on Aging. The Meals on Wheels program needed help, and our deputies work every month with them to help prepare and deliver meals to folks that are in need. Very proud of the Handy Helpers program. They work together with the Department on Aging and some of the other departments and go out and build ramps for folks that need them. We have replaced floors in kitchens. We have worked with replacing roofs. How we can get better is focusing more on our youth. I can remember a time when there were youth ball programs where fire departments and police departments worked together with our youth to give them options to some of the activities that can often lead them down the wrong path. I really feel like we need to spend a lot more time focusing on our youth, which I believe will pay dividends and maybe give us less work to do in the future. When you see the name Blackwood on the ballot, I hope you think of someone that you can call on. I hope you think of someone who will answer when you call, someone who will be there for them, someone who will help them find the answers they're looking for without judgment, someone who will be responsive, accountable, and professional in the way they respond to your questions. I hope they think of their sheriff, because after all, the office of sheriff is the office of the people.